Did it talk on your end?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I see it's there recording. I mean, it'd be nice if it just talked on both ends, so then it'd let me know. Stupid ass bitch.
And also up in the upper left, you know, say we got the record glowing, so.
Hey, why you gotta apply logic? I was trying to be mad.
I just literally didn't push record on our podcast maybe 2 weeks ago, bro. Oh,
yes, I did hear that. You said you guys fucking recorded for like an hour, chopping it up, and then you're like, ew.
Just look down and like, that button says record, meaning like, not recording.
Yeah, I was like, damn, T's really sleeping on fucking recording, because didn't you have that with your kid and your sister? You're just like, I ain't hitting this button.
I'd be getting so excited to our podcast, man. I really love doing it.
Yeah.
That's why this one is combo. Easy. Everything's on your shoulders.
Yeah. All you got to do, you just got to be here.
I'm talent when it comes to caddy.
I'm talent.
This is simply it. I'm simply talent. I show up. I do my part.
Hey. we're not part of the full entertainment industry, so we're not going on strike.
Oh yeah, yeah, no. Well, also we not scabbing either, you know what I'm saying? We support the strikers, please.
Exactly. Well, what's up, everybody? This is Chalfie. Got my man T over here. Just recording a new episode of Cadillac on Mars. It's gonna be a two-man show this week because my man Delvin, I'm feeling for him right now. Like, he hit me up recently and he just let me know. He's like, I gotta take a break from everything. He's like, these podcasts, they're fucking me up. Like, you know, people, you really gotta chill out. Like, sending him these like negative texts and DMing him, telling him about like how his like perspective is wrong, how he's a shitty person. Like, hey, that really tears people down. He was telling me like the PSVG Discord is just toxic and they keep on just putting shit on his plate, making him do more work. But then it's like they keep talking over him. So it's like they don't show him any love. So my man's worn out, man. You know, he's like, he's not doing his show. He's not doing this show. He's not doing any show. So right now, like for the man who loves everybody, you guys got him fucked up. So you should feel bad for yourselves when you break a good person. So I'm just like, I'm disappointed in all my fellow podcasters, disappointed in the people who really like, you know, think they can just like shit on this fucking guy. Like, he's a rad dude and you guys are all a bunch of punks. So fuck y'all. But we're going to move on from that. If you got any questions, you can directly DM Delvin. You can DM me. I'll send you his cell phone number and you can just directly hit his line. You know, you can give him a call and just, you know, you can go from there. Also, this is all alleged, so take it for what
you got to sprinkle that allegedly across it. Allegedly.
Exactly. But T, we got a lot to go over. It's been an adventurous month. There's a lot going on. A lot been happening. So, you know, talk to me, man. What's up with you?
Far too much, man. You know what I'm saying? And since last we sat down and spoke, man, my homeboy Jeff finally succumbed to, you know, all the things that the military put my man through and went on home. So RIP to homie Jeff, man. Super sad. Today was his 14th wedding anniversary, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And in a kind of good way, his ashes came home today.
Okay.
So his wife got his ashes and got him on a mantle, and
they got to celebrate the day together.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, you know what I'm saying? Fucks me up. Yeah. I guess about the last month before he passed, I didn't get to see him as often because Vanessa got a new job and we've been just back and forth on all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, but he hit me up. It's like, hey, yo, come through and see me, man. It's getting kind of about that time. And I'm like, all right, I'll be there, man. And I didn't even tell him I'll be there. I just knew in my head I'll be there. So yeah. I visit him, Friday, he was in a real bad state, and his mom and his best friend are like around the bed with him. I'm like, oh, we are at this stage.
Yeah. This is the 11th hour.
Yeah. Like, he can't, like, he's pretty much out cold because they just gave him like a little, like some morphine and stuff. And we sat there kind of whatever. And I just stood there and I talked to him regardless, you know what I'm saying? And I fuck with him. I said, hey, man, you know, you got to be here, man. We got to see Ahsoka, because we had talked about watching Ahsoka because he was a super duper deep Star Wars fan. And I just gave him a hug and gave him a kiss on the hip and left. And the next day, we get the call to hear going on, man. I was like, well, I'm glad I got to be there for a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I do take that to heart. But I'm sad he had to go, man, because he didn't have to go. It's just burn pits. Oh, that shit you hear about burn pits and how so many troops are dying from it. It's real. It's legit. He is one of those people who now their family has lost, you know, their leader based on that fuckery, man. It's just some bullshit, man.
That's hard. That's hard. I mean, I'm glad you got to spend some final moments, because many of us kind of take that, like, I'll see you tomorrow, too extended, you know, when it's like, nah, sometimes you got to see them today, you know. So I am glad you got that moment to, like, spend a little bit of time, share a few words, and just be like, all right, man, you're good. You're good.
It's kind of what it was, man. I'm just it also so let's stack on to T's bad news business. We'll just get this all taken
Yeah,
out
and
here in the
we're
business.
trying to cry off top. That's what we're trying to do over
Hey, man.
here.
So, like, out of nowhere,
You
my
need to play
landlord hits
some
me up.
sad mariachi music right now? Is that what you need?
Out of nowhere, my landlord hit me up and like, hey man, I'm moving to Arkansas and I gotta sell my properties and I'm selling the house. You wanna buy it? And I'm like, I have never considered that for this house.
You're like, this is a thing?
But he didn't really want I know he was that was more of a wanna buy, but not really situation. Cause it's he clearly has somebody lined up already to buy it. I've lived in this house 17 years.
Damn, that's a
17 years come
bunch.
January. So it's home, you know? And to kind of have it snatched from under me, because I don't know how this is gonna play out. Like I said, the one buyer seems to have fallen off. So right now it's not it's still it's for sale still. So who knows what will happen? But you know they could be like, okay, you got to get the fuck up out of here. They could be like, oh, we're gonna double you, triple your rent. It could be any number of things. So with that being said, we were chopping it. Me and Vanessa sat and chopped it up and said, hey man, let's be real. Is it time to buy a home? I'm like, I thought of myself as a renter. I took no offense to that. Some people are renters, you know what I'm saying? But then it's like, I have heard how bad rents have gotten. And I'm like, if they're gonna have me paying, you know, thousands of dollars per se, then I might as well be paying it toward, you know, me
Yeah, building something.
and potential ownership. So we've been kind of talking about it, peeking around and trying to get our financial affairs in order. And speaking of which, here we go. The positive spin, the positive spin. Not out of nowhere, but kind of out of nowhere because I didn't know what was happening. I get a letter from my student loans like, you should look at just look at your, you got a notice. Go look. And I go and look and I'm like,
Which you typically don't want. You got to notice. You'd be like,
well,
I've been paying.
I know it's almost time to start paying them hoes back. So everybody, my expectation is okay. It's time to start paying these hoes back. Let's get ready for it. And I go look the one day, and it's like you only owe this much. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. We telling numbers now because we ain't not hiding shit no more. It says you only owe 13K, and I'm like, hey, that's a big step. 13K. It was 70 to begin with. So the fact is that it's 13. Cool. That's dope. That makes my
Now,
debt to
is that just you or you and your lady together?
just me.
Okay.
And I'm like, that makes my debt to income ratio look better. That'll
Yeah.
probably make buying a house that much easier. Cool. But then I go to try to look at it later in that same day and it won't let me log back in. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, what is fucking up here? Just kind of let it walk, like, hey man, I think we good. Next morning, another email from him. You need to check your account. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, is they gonna just bring me the rest of this $70,000 back, whatever?
They're like,
Nah,
sorry, we fucked up.
in fact, they had wiped it all away and I had a zero balance. And I now no longer have any
Beautiful.
student loans.
Woo.
And it is indeed a beautiful thing. I am one of the people that President Biden and Vice President Harris was like, you've been paying for like 20 years. That's kind of what the rules said. If you pay this long, we'll wipe your shit. And we probably should have been wiping people's shit a long time ago. Well, not necessarily a long time ago, but we should have been on that shit. And me and about 800,000 other people woke up one day to no student loan debt. And I'm like, okay. So then it felt like the universe, my mama would definitely tell you that the God, but you know how your boy get. Felt like the universe is like, yeah, you probably should be looking toward getting a house. Here, I'll
Because
help you a
you
little
got
bit. I'll
one thing
push
on the
you a little
left
bit.
and you got something on the right, and they link.
And I can't be mad. But so a good chunk of that episode that we didn't record, but we are doing. Aunt was like, yo, say, you know how I get down. So he goes, as soon as you said that to me, I said, won't he do it? And I'm like, and so we had to laugh about won't he do it as a concept. And I'm like, it's real. I'm never disrespectful of it. I'm grateful that people think that their God that they love and praise would look out for me because of them. You know what I'm saying? Through this weave of things
Proxy.
and concepts, it's like, hey, I'm glad you in your mind, not in a bad way. I'm not saying that you in your mind, you crazy people. No, I'm saying legitimately, you through your prayers and good thoughts have probably helped me out in some sort of way, shape, or form.
It really is just about, no matter which way you slice it, it's that manifesting, putting good energy out there.
Facts. So it's like, I know it's I'm so sad that Jeff's gone. I'm so sad that I might have to leave his house. Trust me, we talked about maybe buying it, but I'm like, this house need work. It's been needed work. It's fine. He does a good job of like fixing appliances, replacing appliances if they break, and so forth and so on. I have central air. Not a lot of people have central air around these parts. I have a relatively new furnace, relatively new hot water tank, a new roof. You know what I'm saying? But the basement leaks. The driveway is just shit. The downspouts are backing up from the ground, which means the
Oh
house has definitely
shit.
got some issues
Yeah,
going
you're about to get some
underground.
foundation problems.
Exactly. And I'm like, and you want like 350 for it. And I know you're like, well, Cali prices, that's saying Compton
Yeah,
or something.
you said
But
350. I was like, you better shut the f I will buy a fucking house out there. Goddamn.
I
Do you
know.
know what 350 gets you out here?
Oh, I have seen, I've heard.
No, you don't
So
see anymore because it doesn't exist. You cannot get nothing for 350, my man. Nothing.
I know in your mind, you're like, well, that ain't shit to you, but it is kind of shit to you because I can probably go get a whole house just for Dolo for me in better shape, like 250. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so, but I'm excited, man. I'm excited for the potential of how this all lays itself out. So just through now, through the end of the year, the intention is to, heavy debt now at this point. I have a little bit of credit card debt, and that's just paying my credit card down. But that's
That's the
it.
standard.
Yeah. No, that's it. My student loans. Oh, and my car. I got
Well,
a
that's what
car
I'm
now.
saying, like the basic stuff, you know, like you don't have this albatross on your neck anymore. You're just like, I got regular fucking day-to-day debt. Little bit credit card, little bit car, but who doesn't type of thing.
They said it should hit credit bureaus by the end of this month, which is actually this week. So hopefully Wednesday, because normally Wednesday is when my credit report starts popping. Hopefully when they do that Wednesday pass, it's gonna be like, oh shit. All of a sudden 70K disappeared off your shit, my guy.
Now, did you? I remember asking you this earlier, but I don't recall. Okay, so I'm assuming you did the first initial application. Did you have to
No,
do something else?
I did nothing.
What the fuck?
It is a pro so it's just I have paid my student loans for 20 years. That's what I've done. That's it. They had me switch over to a new service because of all these all this because everybody's coming back to start paying again. It's been 3 years, so they're like, hey man, sign up for the new shit. Just put your and all it is just move it over from whatever system they were using before to the new website. So it's just literally that. And that was it. I moved to the new website. And that was it. That's what I did.
Yeah, because on my end, I think I owe like 7,000, but I've been paying for a long time too, and I even applied on the last go around, the one that got blocked. And I know that there's like, oh, there might be a new application coming along the way. It's still on hold, da 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 da. So I've kind of been sitting on that because it's like, that's, I
Also,
mean,
there's forgiveness for educators. So you may
oh, it's
want to look
hard.
into that.
Nothing's easy. Like, it's almost like they really want you to not get like any breaks. And then there's always some like conservative hurdle that's like, well, it's on hold, it's pending, this organization's upset. It's like,
So what I chuckled about and what I told y'all about, I truly think this might have been the plan the whole time. He threw up that, like, what I'm gonna call red herring. He was like, I'm gonna get rid of X amount of debt. And he knew them fucks would sue about it. Cause constantly, I want y'all to know, y'all, they be trying to clown Joe Biden. But he has been in the public sector his entire life.
Yep.
This is what he does. He has played the game of politics for his entire life, mm-hmm. up until the highest echelon of politics in this country.
Yeah.
And I think he knew that they would sue. I think he knew with that particular Supreme Court, they would fucking flip it. No, even if the companies that were being sued for were like, mm-hmm. I ain't got no problem with this. Sure. Pay off some of this debt.
Yeah.
But he knew what it would be. And then he said, okay, fine. But everybody over here, we wiping all their debt.
Yeah.
Not 20,000, not 10,000, all of it.
Yeah.
And success.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, don't sleep on Joe Biden, man. Joe Byron.
So now, as you kind of dip your toes into this home sort of searching situation, are you thinking short-term, long-term? Like, I mean, your kids are still relatively young. They're still in the crib. But, like, are you thinking, like, oh, shit, do we need, like, a 4-bedroom, 5-bedroom? Do we need 3-bedroom? Like, what do we do?
So,
like, what's the T standards?
Three-bedroom for sure. I sit and chop with my son. I go, let me let you know something right now. I know you're getting older. I know probably sooner or later you're about to say, I'm about to go move in with my lady or my dude or some shit.
I want you
to know you have a home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kicking you out. I'm not saying you got to go. When I buy this house, I buy this house with the intention of having you have a partner and have a room.
Yeah.
So my hope is just 3 bedrooms, you know what I'm saying? A nice master.
Yeah.
If I had an extra room that could work as an office, because mm-hmm. I work from home and, you know, do all these shows and shit, dope. A couple of bathrooms, you know what I'm saying?
Are basements standard out there or is that?
Pretty much. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Pretty much. But I would like, if possible, a finished basement.
Right.
As opposed mm-hmm. to just a wash machine downstairs like I got now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that would be dope. A nice yard. Doesn't have to be the biggest yard, but some yard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little land just to lay with, you know what I'm saying? And we shall see. Like I said, a package from Aesop Rockship. Ooh, I got a bunch of records coming this month of this coming month, y'all, of September here. But my dreams are so simple, bro. I'm not out here looking for a mansion, a yacht, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. I just a nice crib that I can call mine, that my kids can come home to. Yeah. One day, if they have kids, my grandkids can come home to.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Just yeah. And if that, just making a house into a home.
Exactly.
Like this is our place. You know? I think that's awesome. I'm excited to, from the background, go on this ride with you. It's got some highs and lows, but it's. I have never shit on renters because it's like, I don't know which way's right or wrong. Like, yeah. It's nice to have someone fix your shit when you're like, this is leaking. Can you fix it? This is broken. I need you to fix it.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you own, yeah, you're building up money along the way. But if it's leaking, that shit's on you. Like, if it's broken, that shit's on you. And it's like, this sucks. Yeah. But the feeling of having that moment of getting your fucking keys is like, it's some real big boy shit. You know, like, oh, damn, like we did this. I never thought I'd own a home. I don't think my kids will ever own a home the way things are looking, you know, like, so I think that's gonna be really exciting, man. That's gonna be fantastic.
I'm hopeful, man. I'm hopeful. And it's really all I got right now, but it's like, but that hope has seemingly been paying off in ways that I've been sleeping on.
Yeah.
Like I said, to wake up with $70,000 gone.
Yeah. Not that's, 70 bucks, you know, like.
It's literally been a dream of mine. I've walked to like a bus stop or some shit, be like, man, if I could win like a couple of bucks from the lottery, I'd pay my student debt.
Yeah, that lottery dream, man.
Yeah.
I don't even need millions. Just hit me with like 50,000.
Exactly. Good. Just enough.
And yeah, just enough.
That finally happened.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're out here a free man, you know? No, that's nice. I love it, man. Like, I'm super happy for you. That's going to be exciting.
On the flip, man, what's with you, man? What's good?
Yeah. You know, on my end, it's been, I'll start with school first. This is the first time in a long time that, like, I feel charged up
I feel like the year is going well. So like that's really positive, and I'll get into the good to great with that a little bit later. But you know, it's kind of just like life doing its thing. Like you know, my daughter is really like, so she starts middle school on Wednesday, and it is really like stepping into that like transitional phase. You know, like she's a full preteen. It's kind of like her cluster of friends is going through a transition as well, because a few of them are going to different schools for different reasons, be it they just live closer or they're afraid to go to like a traditional middle school and I want something different. And then and so she like even today, so or I'll go back to 4th of July. She befriended this girl who was there who's a year older, I believe. So was already in middle school, and they hit it off. And because Lucy walks this, I feel like in ways, many ways, she's similar to me. She's always walking in different worlds at once. So she has like her friends that she like does very kid stuff. Like they're doing their weird songs. Another group, she's playing fucking Barbies and shit. Like still very like youthful things. And then, but she also is like, she loves her makeup and not just any make, like she really is into like beauty. You know, and so, you know, meeting this other girl who's a little bit older kind of opens that door. And then like today that girl came over, and last time Lucy hung out with her, the girl had told her, yeah, I'm usually in your neighborhood too. My friend lives around the way, and we just kind of walk. Like our neighborhood is basically one big square and then streets in between. And she's like, we just walk around, walk around, walk around. And so Lucy was like, if she were to ever come over, like if she was with her friend, would you let me walk with them? Which is very teen shit too. You ain't walking nowhere. Your ass is just walking, you know? And so I was like, yeah, I'll see why not. And so I guess the girl came over, they kind of walked the block a little, and then she was like, oh, my friend lives right over here. Why don't we go swimming at her house? And so now she's swimming with the, you know, with bigger kids type of thing. So it's kind of like just balancing out her life and figuring things out. And it's just like, and she just looks different, you know. She just she's not a baby anymore. She's not, you know, she's not third grader anymore. And it's like you really are becoming a young woman, you know. And so that's really neat. And then just to see her too, like just be dedicated to her folkloric goal and like really connecting with that is like, it's just super awesome. And she doesn't know it yet, but I did get tickets to, I pre-sailed before I knew what the fucking lineup was. I got those Camp Flognaw tickets.
Dope.
So I was like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'm getting these. And so then when I saw the lineup, like she really wants to see Ice Spice. And so she's gonna be there. So I might take her to that day. And I
Nice.
think she's gonna be super hyped up. Plus, Camp Flognaw is very much a carnival. Like it's rides, it's games, it's not just stage and people getting drunk. Like it's a very like youth-filled event. So I was just like, okay, this would be pretty tight. I have been searching TikTok to figure out how to take the bracelets like on and off, because it's that little band and it has teeth. Because I'll take one day and probably take another the other day. But that shit, that lineup is amazing too. The Hillbilly, so it's Kendrick and Baby Keem together. It's SZA's gonna be there, Tyler's gonna be there. You got like a Latin group that's like banda, which is like one of my favorite genres. They're gonna be doing the performance there. Another guy, Kuko. It's just like every, there are more bands I want to see, or acts I want to see than not. So I'm just like, and then there's this one group too that's like this band called Turnstile, and they're like a heavier sort of like, they feel like 90s metal throwback type of music. These fuckers play every festival. Like they just played fucking Rolling Loud Miami, and so it's like Rolling Loud don't have rock groups. But these guys really cross that genre, like that between the two genres. And also, concerts are just all mosh pits now anyways. Doesn't matter if it's rap or rock. So I'm just like, I'm hyped for that. And then on Gavin's end, yeah, we did have a bit of a scare last week. Gavin was going to ride over to his friend's house, and so he hopped on his little scooter and he was going across the way. And he was already going into basically the next lanes of traffic. So he was crossing the median, and some lady made a right-hand turn and hit him. hit the front of his scooter. And I was on the phone with my wife at the time. I was making my way home. And so then she's like, someone hit Gavin. He says he's fine, but I got to go. And then my wife said when she pulled up, it was like paramedics and fucking police. And so to expect to be like, I'm good, it's no big deal. And then when you see fucking the lights spinning, it's like, oh, it's not good.
Yeah, for sure.
So, he, you know, a little bit of scooter damage. At first, his arm, his left arm was hurting him really bad. And same thing for like his thumbs. So basically, I picked up Lucy. She got Gavin. We kind of met in the middle, came home. And then I took him to the ER to get checked out. And because they just need to see were there any breaks. So they did x-rays on both of his hands, his left arm, chest, just to see like, is everything good? No internal bleeding. The only concern was his elbow. They said, if you build fluid on basically the outside of your elbow, or if you build fluid on the inside of your elbow, just one of the two, you're fine. Just means you got some bruising, you're good. But if you have fluid on the outside and the inside of your elbow, then that's an indicator of a hairline fracture. They're like, but we don't see anything in the x-ray to show it, but we're going to need you to take him, get a referral and take him to a doctor to take a look at this. So I took Friday off and took him to the doctors. He's all good. No breaks, no fractures. He's all good to go. He was getting some pain because he was just like in the splint for like 3 or 4 days maybe. And so he was just like starting to get really uncomfortable. Like the ligaments were starting to tighten up. So when they took it off, like he's getting more movement on his arm, but it was just like every day was like a little more. But I mean, it's just scary. Like that night I didn't sleep because it's like, I knew he was safe in bed and he was okay. But it's like when your mind starts fucking with you of like, what if I didn't see you again? Yeah. You know, like, what if she did run over? Like all the what ifs. And I was just like, I could not fucking sleep that night, like at all. And it was like, I was glad he was there. I'm glad he was up fucking yelling in his room, you know, just being noisy because he don't sleep. But it was just like that sort of thing. I was just like, man, it goes back to your friend, you know, like you got to enjoy the moments you have.
Exactly. Like,
because they're not always going to be there, whether they're moving out of their house, yeah, you know, or, you know, hanging out with their friends. Yeah. The time gets less and less and less. Like it was something, some stat I read recently or saw somewhere that was like, you see your kids almost every day for 18 years. In some form or fashion, you might miss a day here or there. But the time they move out until the time you die, you only see them for what is collectively roughly 365 days.
Yeah.
Because it's a few days here and it's a few days there and it's not that continuous, you know? And so it's like, you know, you got to, as much as you might not like want to talk one day or you might be tired, like you don't got a lot of these days. You know, you really got to enjoy it. Like the tradition in the family is every first day of school, they go to the local like frozen yogurt shop. And so a bunch of Lucy's friends are actually going to a different place. And I might be telling the story a little bit wrong, but Lucy doesn't want to go with her friends.
Yeah.
She wants to go to the frozen yogurt because that's what they do. And I kept telling my wife, just ask her and just ask her again. Because we were both agreed, like, it's going to show up in the group chat and then it's going to be triggering. And she was like, no, because I want to tell you about my first day of school. So I'd rather come home to you to talk about the day than have to sit with these fucking idiots and then have to wait. Like, I got to sit on this, you know? She'd rather just, like, come home to mom and tell her, like, this is how the day went. And so I told my wife, I was like, can't argue that. Like, that's, like, that's how it should be, because there's going to be a day when she don't want to come home and tell you, you know, you're going to be annoying to her and she ain't going to want to, she don't want to share anything. So I was like, no, it's a very beautiful thing, you know, when they want to spend time with you. And even like today, Gavin was like, I'm going with my friends when we come back. Cause he had his 10th grade orientation and he was like, I just want to tell you about what happened. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, it's like, so that's why when you logged on, he was telling me, but it's like, I'm going to give him his time, you know, like, cause like I said, it's not always like going to be there. But like I said, he's good to go. He already made his diss track on this lady. I'll post it in the notes. He was hot. And then we did have a fun time earlier in the month. I've mentioned on here a few times, like he put me onto this artist called Baby Goyard, and we listen to Goyard quite often. So I took Gavin to one of my favorite concert venues called The Echo. And it's a very small club in Hollywood. Like, and when I say small, it's like the size of a living room. It's very fucking tiny. And it's a cool venue too, because it's like you have the Echo. And then the way the street is designed, like you enter the Echo through a main street, and then under it, kind of attached to the building, is called the Echo Plex. So it's downstairs. But in order to get to downstairs, you actually have to go and drive like down the street and then down another street. So it's like split level. It's fucking crazy. And then the Echo Plex is like three times larger. So that's where you get kind of bigger acts there. But this place, the Echo Plex, has had people like Nine Inch Nails, The Stones, like it's the small club that big bands will pass through and stuff like that.
Nice.
And so, and it just sounds great in there. But so when we went to go see The Loopers, we were talking and some just shooting the shit about like, oh, when's Baby Goyard gonna come out here? And so then I opened up the app and I was like, fuck, like in a month. So then we bought our tickets. And it was just nice to get out there because we one kind of just sharing with him. It's like teaching him how to navigate like the nightlife. Like you park here, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. This is how you get in, this is how you get out. So it's like, like someday, real soon, I think I mentioned this last time, like you're gonna be doing this with your homies. You're not gonna be doing it with me, but you're gonna be the one who's like, man, don't fucking sweat it. We're just gonna park right here. We're gonna walk over here. We're good to go. Oh, you're hungry? Don't worry about it. We're gonna go over here after, because that's the sort of game I'm putting him on, But the show was so much fun, man. And let me tell you, the 90s, 2000s fashion, it is back. And let me tell you, these kids, they were young. Like they were all like Gavin's age. They were in the 15, 16 realm. So I even felt like super old. But I was in the crowd. But there was this DJ there, and they were playing like in the mix. They were playing like Radiohead and like Oasis. It was like the big early 2000s type of songs, and these kids were going fucking hard for this shit. And I believe it's a LCD Sound System song called "Losing My Edge," and in that song, like basically what he says over and over, he talks about he's losing his edge, and it's a very like almost spoken wordy sounding song. It's not like he sings it, but he's like, I was there in 2000 when Daft Punk, I was there in 88 when, when he's just like keeps, I was there. And so as all these kids are fucking like listening to these songs and going off, I was like, I was there. I was there when Radiohead like fucking played this song. I was at the Hollywood Bowl when they unveiled this. I was there. So I just like, I left that place like, oh, I'm fucking washed.
Nah, man, my oldest has been on this Steely Dan and Sublime Kick. Just and this Japanese jazz band, Cassiopeia. That I don't know, but I'm like he his music, he's 19 now, is very it's a very eclectic mix. But then he'll put people on to like, he laughs because he said, I put him on to Jack Harlow because I knew about Jack Harlow years ago. And he laughs that I put him on to like a relatively newish act. And then, but then he like, oh, I put my guy's parents on to MF Doom. So it's like, yeah, okay, I see you out there, man. You're out here doing the thing. So
Yeah,
I
this shit is
chuckle, man.
exciting.
I
Yeah,
like
and
it. I like that. I like that. Like that our children will come to us. They know we appreciate music. And so they when they come to us and want to share what they have found that they appreciate with us, that's dope. It truly does keep me young. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm saying it keeps me very aware.
Yeah, because Gavin was talking about like he's actually been like very reflective lately, and pre-accident, so not even just like oh shit, I almost died type of shit, but just like in general. And so I think we were leaving this show and he was just talking about how kind of like he's had a couple like moments of musical awakening. And so he's like, I remember I used to always watch this video and watch that video and used to have me listen to this and listen to that. And then at one point I gave him my old iPod, which had my full library in there. And so he was just like fucking scrolling through, which is like, I gave him a treasure chest, you know, of just like figure it out. And so he's like, I heard you talk about this, or like, cause he said like, that's kind of where he got onto Chief Keef, because he was like, I remember you talking about Chief Keef, and I would listen to it. And then it just, it opened another door where it was like, let me go find more of this shit by myself, which is like, that's the gift of music. I plant a seed. Let's hope this tree fucking grows
for real,
you know? And it's just like, when they start taking shit on their own, cause then we'll sit in the car and then he's like, you know, he wants to, his version of passing the aux, you know, is like, he's like, let me get on the Bluetooth real quick. And then he starts playing whatever he's listening on SoundCloud. And he's like, have you heard this? Do you know that? Da, 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 da. And I'm just like, oh shit. You know? So it's like that. It's just, it's fucking cool. And then, but so back to the show. Show was great. We had an awesome time. It was a ton of fun. And then we drove into downtown LA, which was not very far, and got some chopped cheese sandwiches and just kind of just chilled in the car. Midnight downtown LA, just like I said, eating sandwiches, you know? And it was just like, it's weird, you know? Like, it's one thing to have done it like drunk with my friends, like in my 20s, 30s, you know, and just kind of fucking around. And then it's very different to be a dad and doing those things with your kid. And it's like, but this is rather wholesome. And also, I don't want you to be afraid to be here. Yeah. Like, I'm going to teach you, like, you probably shouldn't walk over there. Just be over here. Like, we're going to talk about some things, you know, but like, just don't fucking freak out. When you freak out, that's when it all goes south.
Yeah.
But you just, you know, keep your head on a swivel. Keep your wits about you. You'll be all right, you know? And so, like I said, we just chill. We had chopped cheese. It was fantastic. It was really good. But I'll continue on mine. Like, you know, I was mentioning earlier, my good to great is, like, I mean, you guys have heard me for the last few years. Like, fucking education is garbage. I still think it's garbage. Like, it's just, it's underfunded, under-supported. Like, it's a rough place to be. But when I ended the school year this year, it was basically like all the things I had been fighting for years were handled. Like, where I'd be like, hey, I'm going to need to hire a teacher. Oh, well, when you come back. And I'm like, no, when I come back, I'm going to be working on all these other fucking things. I'm going to be getting the year ready. Like, let me hire someone now because I know I need someone now. Yeah. Or like, we're not doing any combos. We're a Title I school, so we don't have any combination classes. And so I was like, well, if you know we're going to do this, Ken, let me hire someone today because I need someone today. So a lot of things that used to just get left over, I am fucking with them. They're done. They're taken care of. Like, just minor, minute things, like this thing didn't get moved or that thing didn't get picked up. I can work with that. But that translated into my staff too. So they came in with lower class size, no combos, no one hemorrhaging kids where it's like, oh fuck, you know, we really, because when I started last year, my district's cap is 32 kids in kindergarten. That's the highest you can go. My kindergarten teacher had 42 in the classroom and they were not budget. And I'm like, 42 kinders don't fit in a fucking room. I need to hire someone. Like, and so now I got parents shitting on me because they're like, how could you do this? How could you allow this? And it's like, oh, I don't allow this. Like, understand, I'm fighting. Like, what the fuck? But this year, it's like, pieces are in place. And my teachers aren't stressed out. So guess what? My teachers are actually fucking teaching. And they bought in where they're like, can I try this? Can I do that? I actually want to be participating more. Can I do this other thing? And I'm just like, fucking yes. You know? And so now discipline's way down because classroom management is tight. Like outdoor management is like tight as well, that it's just like everything's clicking. I know there'll be hiccups throughout the year, but it's like, I haven't felt this good about a school year in like, I can't fucking tell you, man. Like, I honestly can't say. So it's like, that's a real good to great for me, because like for the longest, I just sat on education, was like, when do I get to retire? Or like that thinking you were saying of like, can I, what should I start playing the lottery? Like, how the fuck do I get out of this? Because if I stay in this, I'm going to die. Like, it's going to kill me. It's going to kill my will to live, my mental health. Like, it's not a good place to be. Yeah. So to be able to, like, really enjoy it right now and really feel like, one, I'm an effective administrator, whereas, like, all I felt like I was in the last few years was just, like, triage. You know, I'm just, like, the fucking medic out in the field. So
bro,
that's been really good.
It was a whole ass pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm relatively regularly, I try to tell you to be a little more gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
They fucked educators in this during this pandemic.
Yeah.
And asked so much of you with so little.
And vilified us.
Yeah. It was everything. Like, everything, everywhere all at once, quite literally.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still have people come up who and say shit like, having an electric car is quite an experience that I did not expect. When you go to the charging stations, it's the kick it spot. Tell me about your car. Tell me, what do you think? Do you like it? You know? And every so often you get someone who comes at you weird, like, oh, you're in education? Yeah. You know, what do you think about teaching kids to be transgender? And I'm like,
we don't do that.
Where did you read this? Did you see it on Facebook? No, I have a friend who works in education. Where? It's like on the East Coast. Okay, East Coast is big. Where? Okay, so he's not in education anymore. He actually used to work out here, and then now he works for a company, but like, you know, back like in the 80s. And I'm like, okay, so he's not in education, because you said your friend was in education. So you saw it on Facebook, right? I mean, yeah, because, you know, like, people post things, and I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get your kid to stay in the seat. I'm trying to get your kid to listen so they can learn math and reading and writing. I've said this on the podcast many times. We don't have time to teach your kids about their sexuality. We barely have time to teach them math.
Yeah.
We barely have time for all the standards and things that curriculum we got is shoved down their throats every day. We don't even do art in school anymore. But you think I'm going to teach them about, like, quote unquote, wokeness? Like, fucking dumb. Like, I don't know. People just say some dumb shit. So it's like, that's something that, like, it's happened to me more than once where someone has said, like, another guy was like, yeah, I heard that they're teaching kids, they're allowing kids to pee in litter boxes. And I was like, listen, man, that never happened. Yeah. And that's already been debunked. It never happened. It just didn't. No, my friend who was in Nebraska, and I say, okay, what subject does your friend teach? I don't know. I go, okay, like, what is it, high school, middle school, elementary? Actually, he doesn't teach anymore. Like, he's retired. Oh, shit, when did he retire? Maybe, like, 20 years ago. And I'm like,
this was never a thing even then.
Yeah, even then. So I'm just like, people trip on that. But to go back to what you're saying, yeah, it's really, like, overcoming that. And also silencing everything around me.
Yeah.
Like, my school, we are fucking rocking. Like, I'm very proud of my school site too. We busted ass last year. I know my school site is very underperforming. But when we looked at all the metrics, most of the schools in the district just maintained. They maybe grew 3-5% because they are actually performing and overperforming, right? But the group I bring in, a lot of newcomers, second language, there's a lot of obstacles, a lot of foster families, a lot of things to really take care of. Across the board, in almost all of the assessments that we take, in all the grades, nothing less than 35% growth. I had some grade levels hit 110% growth, which means beyond their grade level and more. And so it's like, it's like we did some good work. So I really gave a lot of kudos to my team. So that really, like, got them going. And they were like, and I was like, if we did that feeling shitty last year, imagine what we can do right now, feeling great.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's go. Let's make it happen. So I'm just like,
the battery in your back, baby. I
that's
love
all it.
It
is, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, if your batteries are drained, you barely gonna make it. But we got a fresh pair and we are running. So it's like, my good to great feels great. I'm happy.
Excellent.
Like, we got good things in place. How about you? What's your good to great?
Finally, y'all. T was a guest on the Delvin Cox Experience.
Wait, you never? I know we talked about this in the past. It never materialized.
We have never been able to make it happen.
We've done now Cadillac for like a year together.
It's just how it is, man. He do like six different shows.
Bare minimum. Six.
Yeah. So
more.
You know what I'm saying?
Plus.
Technically, I have like three or four shows. And so it just ships in the night. And finally, you know what I'm saying? He hit me up and was like, yo, you jump on? I'm like, yeah, actually, I can jump on. And we made it happen. It's a very good show. I was. Bro, I could have did that show for like another 3 hours, bro. Was on it. We was hitting it hard. And it was just so good. This is a great topic. Great topic that I won't spoil for anybody. I'm saying when it comes out, you'll get it. And
so, do you think that'll probably be the last episode of the Delvin Cox Experience? Now that he's
no,
he's
I'm not Fowler, sir. That's not how. That's not what I do. You're saying don't confuse him with Mike, bro.
That's true. If he had Fowler on, he really would be like, I quit. Like he's, I don't know. Fowler's the Thanos snap of podcasts.
So,
but shout out to Fowler too for getting to see Pitbull at his casino the other day.
How absolutely random, man.
I mean, that's kind of cool. Fucking Pitbull's a party. You can't hate on that guy. He loves everybody.
Hey.
So what was the topic?
Well, you know what? Fuck it, man. I will break it if I'm fouled for it. Delvin, I'm so sorry, bro. But we talk hip hop and celebrating hip hop's 50, man.
Okay.
It was nothing but that. It was just a particular focus on it all the way through, even the questions he asked and so forth and so on. And if you know me, and you know, at this point y'all been listening for a while, and I've been, you know, saying, you know, that is my, it is my truth, it's my essence, it is who I am. Yeah. Hip hop is in me and I am in hip hop, and that's always been that way. And so we got to talk about
that's a great show for the two of you to do, because I know I've said it in the past, like you guys both amass knowledge in the same way. Yeah. And so it's like, you can go back and forth and have a healthy, debatable conversation without buffoonery, without hot takes.
Yeah. Cause it's not how we approach it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so, it was just a delight to finally tick that one off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To finally get on that show and do that. And like I said, on a subject that I truly, truly, truly adore, as a celebration of the birthday of hip hop. And I get it. Some people are like, what you trying to say? That was the first time that hip hop ever occurred or whatever like that. I'm like, bruh, it's not that. It. But it gives us a place to set something down and build off of. And to say on August 11th in 1973 at Cedric Ave in the Bronx, Kool Herc, at the request of his little sister, threw a party to help her get her back to school
supplies. He set up his speakers. He did his thing.
And trotted out for the first time his routine of catching a breakbeat.
Yeah.
And I get it. Somebody else might have done it, but he did it, and it was... You know,
it's the person who brought it to the forefront.
Correct.
There's always someone who did it or a version of it. But it's like because I have kind of seen that around, like, no, actually it was. And you're always going to have the actually asses.
Correct.
But it's like, let's really put respect where it belongs, because for so long, like you and I can speak on this, because for so long, hip hop, rap, that was music for the underprivileged. Yeah. It was music for the streets. It was music for the undesirable. You know, like, oh, you listen to that, you're a street thug, you're a gangster, you know, all the bullshit you hear. But it's like, where it is now, like Baylor says this a lot, like, hip hop isn't a culture, It's the culture. Globally, fashion, like visual media, all forms of music, you know, they're all country is no longer modern country is no longer country. That shit is 808s. You know what I'm saying? It's big bass. It's and you have these hip hop producers making country songs because they're like, it's what they're doing.
And like, getting well paid off of it.
And getting so well not? Paid.
Yeah.
And so it's like to see hip hop go from this, like, it's a fad, it's gonna die, it's whack, it's corny, it, you know, fucking everyone doing the Captain Crunch rap, you know, like it's just or the Fruity Pebbles style, you know, like to see what it is now is like phenomenal. Like it's such a beautiful thing. And to see just so many different styles, so many different, like, one thing I would ask for is just old heads. Stop being old heads. You can really learn something from the young people. Like to just, when you look at it from a distance and go like, fuck, that's crazy how we went from just, not even rapping yet, because the DJ was priority over the MC.
Yep.
Eric B was top billing on Rakim. You understand that? Like, as a lyricist, there ain't no one better than Rakim. You know, like, Eric B was top. And that's what the time was. And now to where we are, like, on this continuum, it's fucking crazy. You know? Like, I don't know. It's just like it's a beautiful thing to see again.
Truly,
you know?
Truly is. And like I said, it just was dope to sit down, chop it up, discuss that, discuss our personal histories with music and hip hop and, and so forth. And a delight.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to listening to it. That's gonna be really good.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So that was my good to great, man, because it really was great. And just chalk it off the list. Another dope show.
Yeah. Now, you know, as we talk about looking back and kind of moving forward and then our age range along the way, I do want to jump into our ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that? Ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that? He said, she said, we said, he said, what up with that? What's up with getting old? Like, fuck, man. Let me tell you, I woke up the other day. I didn't do anything. I didn't fucking do a thing. My elbow, forearm, pinky hurts. Like, I was fucking karate chopping wood. Like, I didn't do anything, man. Like, what the fuck is up with getting old? Why does shit hurt randomly? Like, the week before, like, my ankle just, like, it did not want to bend. I did not run. I did not go to the gym. I was wearing sensible shoes. Like, fucking shit. Why is getting old so random? Where it's just like, why the fuck is this painful? Why can't I not think of words? Oh, God damn it. Help me out with this. What is up with getting old?
Just sitting there aching, forgetting what you was about to say, what you was about to do. Oh, I'm about to look something up. And then just like, it just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was I about to look up?
Mm-hmm. Like, you walk around for 5 minutes going, okay, I got to search up how to boil eggs. Okay, got to boil eggs, boil eggs, boil eggs. Pick up your phone. I don't know. Wait, what? What was I looking for? Like, what was I supposed to do?
For the record, J. Kenzie Lopez Alt has the best boil egg situation. Put me on the game, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, my favorite boiled egg situation is, I don't know if I sent you this TikTok. It said, how do you know when your eggs are done boiling? When you go, oh, shit, my eggs. They'll always be perfect.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you know what? It's kind of right. At some point, you yell out, oh shit, my eggs. Nah, but even that, too. That's old shit. Ain't no young people eating boiled eggs. God damn.
Oh, shit.
Nobody wants those egg farts. But I'll be like, man, give me a boiled egg. That sounds great. A little pepper, a little salt.
look, you throw a little tahini on a boiled egg, change your life.
Man, right? I'm telling you. But getting old, man, it's like, Because there's that sense of like, I don't maybe remember where I heard this, but there's like, yeah, physically we age, but there's a certain point that we like, we kind of live in our mind. Like in my mind, I'm 29. Like that's my sort of window, you know? Yeah. And so it's like, I forget my age, you know? I forget like my dialogue, and then I'm like, oh man, I wonder if it is cringy because I said this or said that, you know? Mm-hmm. So sometimes even with like, because I have very young people on my staff too. And so that'll be like, is that weird? Like, is it weird that I said that? And usually they're reassuring and they're like, it would be weird if that person said it, but the way you say it is actually right and like has the style. So I'm like, okay, which goes back to the other one. Stop being some old head. Like, get with the times. Stay young.
I'm just going to play this card. It's because we brown.
Yeah, there's that too.
Because we can carry, I was like, bro, it's just, we carry it with us this whole time. We don't come off with little herbs. We know what it is to be a herb. We know we shouldn't say something. Mm-hmm. We're fully aware of like, I can't be throwing around Riz.
Right.
I'm aware of what Riz means. I get it. If someone said I had Riz, I'd be like, well, thank you.
Yeah,
but I'm not bending that term about, but I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
What I laugh about, and this is some old man shit, is when shit we used to say had come back around.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm constantly hearing a simp.
Yep.
Bro, I was saying simp when I was in high school. Bro, right. I was in like junior high school.
Like if simp was new, bet. Bet is back in bet a big way.
It's strong, yeah. So that's one thing.
And I was just like, wait, you know, that's so old. Bet is like real world old. That's early hip hop. I bet.
But when dead ass came around, which was specifically New York slang,
mm-hmm.
and now everybody speaks it. But then people use it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching some TikTok thing. Some dude was like, are you dead ass right now? And he said it and he meant it and it sounded fine. But I'm like, that's not how I would use dead ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's how some of the youth use it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it shifts its context a little bit too, where it's just like, that's not this anymore. That's kind of like when it's kind of already dead, but it was like a few years back when the dance was the Running Man.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's not the running man.
That's not number one. That Running Man is ugly.
Yes.
Like, you are literally just running in place with no Riz.
None at all.
Zero. Whereas like, man, if you were hitting the Running Man, the Roger Rabbit, like all those, man, you had
the Harlem Shake. Harlem Shake came back and I was like, that's not the Harlem Shake.
That's not the Harlem Shake. No. Yeah. When Harlem Shake came back, I was like, oh, this must be part of that, like, we cross timelines because this is not that.
Correct.
Like, this is no way not that. So,
yeah.
I'm telling you, man, just getting old and this fucking elbow and arm thing is driving me nuts. I'm just like, I didn't do anything. I think I got it from typing.
That's exactly what it is. It's repetitive stress injury. You might need to get your carpal tunnel looked at.
Yeah. No, I think so. I'm just like, fucking bitch. Like, it's just
so like that so one bad. I had to have surgery on that one. They shot with cortisone at one point and it's been pretty decent since.
Yeah.
So
I'm just like, man, it's some bullshit, but
yeah,
you know, I'm going to keep hurting my arm because we're going to jump into what we've been playing. What you been playing, T?
The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, over 200 hours.
Damn.
I the other day just finished off all of the shrines. There are 152 shrines in that game. I thought it was 120 shrines in that game, and then I found out it was 152 shrines in that game, and I was like, you sons of bitches. So then I had to go through and
dirty fucking bastards.
I had to go through I had to cut that map into portions and go through and like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all those are done. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ah, there's the one I'm missing over in this area.
Okay.
I just go through it all. And then I get to the last one and I'm like, where the fuck is this at? Turns out it's top of the map. I had already been there. I never did it.
Oh shit.
So it was yellow. It was telling me it was there this whole time. Yeah. I just thought, oh, maybe that's just a special blind to one. It. No, it turns out I just hadn't done it. And all I had to do was go back there and do it. Ta-da. 152 shrines.
Damn.
Cool gift for that, for doing that too. You get a real good good set of good armor set for finishing that off. So I would tell you that if you're gonna do it, just do it. Get all them damn shrines. But I'm also playing Vampire Survivors, which just came out for the Switch finally. Uh-huh. I've been playing it on the Xbox, but I like buying shit on the Switch. It's not that I take it with me. It's not like I'm a portable gamer. I just enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, supporting Nintendo shit. Switch.
Yeah, that game's like $3. Go buy it. And go buy the DLC for it. Spend $7 altogether. I didn't actually even spend my own money. I had a settlement from the electric company in the great state of Ohio because they did dirt with the Congress of Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And I got a whole whopping like $7.89. Well. So on a MasterCard gift card.
Yeah,
like, so I just used that and paid for Vampire Survivors and both its DLC packs. Ta-da. Nice. But you should be playing Vampire Survivors. It's on iOS. It's on iPad. It's on Xbox. It's on PC. It's on Switch. It's not on PlayStation.
I thought it was on PlayStation.
If it is, it just got there.
Yeah, sure. I thought it was there.
Yeah.
But it's a fun game for sure. On my end, I've I went back to Mario versus Rabbids for like the third time. Not restarting it. I just, you know what it is that game is so much fun. But then I would put it down and start playing something else and then not come back to it. And so I've kind of been lately on like not trying to buy anything new and finish shit I started that I actually want to finish.
Yeah.
And so I picked up Mario Rabbids and I haven't put it down. I've just been playing it like a motherfucker. And what's actually really like had me playing my Switch even more is charging my car. I sit there for like 30 minutes. And so it's like, okay, I'll take the Switch with me. Like the other day, man, your man's was chilling. Man, let me tell you, I pulled up to the charging spot, which was just a few blocks away from the beach. I couldn't see the beach. I put the windows down.
It was there. You knew.
Rolled the top back. It's sunset, like kind of how it is right now. And it's just ocean air coming through. I'm sitting there with my tank top, my shorts, my Crocs. I got a Wendy's Frosty in the cup holder. I'm playing my Switch. Man, you would have thought I was fucking 16 in the clubhouse. I was kicking it. I was like, there was a moment where I looked around and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Not a damn thing.
And that's what I said. I said, you know what? Nothing, motherfucker. I'm hell good. Yeah. And hell I was just like, I was in a zone and I'm just like playing Rabbids, eat a little Frosty, playing some more Rabbids, fucking music's playing in the car. I was like, damn, you would have thought I was like a teen in my bedroom right now. Just like, just relaxing.
I love it.
I've been playing, just been playing a ton of Rabbids. I'm actually on the last sort of map before. Like I'm on like 4-7 or 4-8, whatever it is, right before the boss.
Okay.
I should be finishing that very soon. But I also like when I bought Mario versus Rabbids, and this is the first one, not the second one.
Yeah.
Like it was like on a deep dive deal where it was like, I want to say I got it for like $9 maybe.
Sick.
And it's all the DLC. So it's got the Donkey Kong shit in there. So I'm like, I probably still won't be done with it because I like the sort of turn-based that it is and the whole strategy, because it's not convoluted. It's very, very direct. And so I'm like, I might just even roll right into the DLC, you know, wrap that Donkey Kong shit up quick too, and then finally get back into Zelda, because I haven't done it yet. So
my goal is to finish Zelda before Friday, because Starfield Early Access is Friday.
Did you pay for the early access?
I have not, but my intent is to go ahead and just get in that 35 and jump on it. But I want to make sure I finish Zelda before I gave anybody the dough.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. So if I don't finish Zelda, then no, I won't buy Starfield. I'll just wait till it comes out. I think I made a pre-downloaded already too. So it's just sitting there waiting on me.
I might do the same because I'm actually really impressed with what I've seen of it.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, you know what? This actually might be like right up my alley.
Yeah.
So I think embargoes lift this weekend.
Thursday. Yeah. 31st. Mm-hmm. So we get reviews. I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
And either way, though, it's a Game Pass game. Don't cost me shit. Yeah. Well, I mean, it costs me like $18 a month.
It costs you a subscription, but
yeah, I mean, yeah, you know,
ain't no thing. No,
For
I
sure.
so I'm really looking forward to that. So I'm like, that might even push Zelda back even further. But
Okay.
like I said, I charge my car pretty much like every other day or
Yeah.
so. So I'm like, the Switch comes with me, you know? So it's like uninterrupted, sort of just sitting in, kind of, I just play the game, you
Dig
know?
it.
So that's been not so
That's
bad.
also why your hands hurt. I'm telling you, repetitive
That's
stress
what,
injury.
well, that's what I said right now. I said, but to continue injuring my hand, I'm fucking playing the Switch. I do have the grips, so I might have
Yeah.
to add the grips on
That
because,
or just set the screen up and play with a pro controller.
yeah.
It's
No,
a
and
much better situation.
I do have a pro controller as well. So, because I've been, when I'm at home, I've been kind of playing more on the TV for that reason, because then it weighs heavy on my hand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I might have to travel with both. I just sit on the dash. If I can
Right.
figure out how to hack my screen, it's a wrap, people. It's a wrap. But what about to kind of shift gears a little, but still staying in the entertainment? What you watching?
Ooh, I wrote them down so I wouldn't miss out. Twisted Metal on Peacock is so much better than it should be thought of.
Oh, you cut out. Are you there?
Oh shit. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All
Okay.
right. Twisted Metal on Peacock.
Okay. I haven't
Tell
seen
you
it.
right now, don't sleep on it. If you hadn't watched it, go watch it.
I've heard great stuff about it.
I'm not saying it's at the level of The Last of Us, but it's a really, really great show.
Now, is it behind the paywall?
It is on Peacock, and as it turns out, so I used up until recently, I was on Devil's Peacock, but my mom was like, you know, I pay for Peacock without commercials because
Oh shit.
you done spoiled me because I because without you know saying because I don't got commercials nowhere.
Yeah.
And so she was like, just sign into mine and you don't got to watch commercials. So the last two episodes of Twisted Metal, I got to watch commercial free.
Nice.
It's
That's
a
what's up,
delight.
man.
Yeah.
You're in the lap of luxury. You're like, I ain't got student debt and I ain't got commercials. Fuck with me.
Watch the first two episodes of Ahsoka on Disney Plus.
How
That's a
is it?
good time.
Is
That's a
it?
good time. Made me
Okay.
go back and try to get because there's a list of like 10 or no, it was more than that. Because there's one of them, it was a list of 10, but one of those 10 was like a 4-episode arc. So it was like about 16 episodes of some stuff I had to watch to fill in the background for me.
Okay.
And
Because
so
I
I
mean, you had Ahsoka appearances in other shows.
Ahsoka was huge, I guess, in Star Wars Rebels. Also in the Clone Wars. And also, and of course, you know, saying she was around for some a little bit of that Boba Fett and Mandalorian.
Yeah.
So got and on the Tales of the Jedi. So like I said, there's a list that StarWars.com put out, and then there's actually a playlist on Disney Plus that says what you need to watch to get ready for Ahsoka. So I kind of
Yeah.
want to run through that list as well, and just
Okay, I
kind
might
of.
do that.
It's just so good. And I was just like, man, I want to know all this background
Yeah.
because I feel like I'm missing out on some stuff that I probably shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And so real dope. And Asteroid City, also on Peacock. Wes
Okay.
Anderson's latest. Very good.
See, I am a very big fan of Wes Anderson. I like his quirky writing and just the way he sets like the color palette to like just the everything. I'm like, this guy's style is like so crazy.
Exactly. And I'm telling you right now, that particular one is even better because it's imagine a Wes Anderson flick with layers to it. You know what I'm saying? So it's
Yeah.
like, oh, in addition to what I normally do, let me put another fucking layer of old top of that. It's like, yo, that's
Damn.
crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think you really will enjoy that. And Guardians 3, man. I finally I bought the 4K disc and because you know I'm a physical media dude.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Truly love that movie.
Right?
I truly love that movie. I've loved all the Guardians movies, and I still think two is the best when most people don't think that, but I still think two is the best. But that's because I'm a daddy, and that movie is really about fatherhood. And so I come from that on that perspective. But three was a real fun ride, man.
Yeah, it really
Great
like
movie.
three really like kind of just changed the game a bit because it's like, yeah, they did their adventure shit, but just really like deconstructing Rocket was just like that was an adventure in itself. Because I think on the last time we did this, I was like, how are you gonna have a movie about Rocket but barely have Rocket in it? you know, but and not in a bad way, but just like he doesn't really come alive until like the latter part, you know, yeah. Like it's all about like his experience and really understanding his like his pain and his struggle, you know, like, exactly. Damn, man, it was fucking amazing. And but you really had everyone come to light. Like you had Drax. It was like if the Wizard of Oz, when like, you know, Tin Man got it. What is it? He got his heart. Like, yeah. The Lion got courage. Like they all got their thing and then exactly. used it, you know? Exactly. So it was like, they developed compassion. They developed empathy. Like they did all the things that was like, what always kept them divided because they were just too ignorant or too cool, yep. you know? So this was like, it was so fucking good.
Yeah. I paid for my Across the Spider-Verse 4K steelbook today. So that should arrive next week when it drops. What is that? The 5th. So that'll be a fun day. I'm supposed to have a release day delivery. We'll see what the Best Buy pulls out. It's at.
Yeah, see if they can make it happen.
So there's a steelbook also available at Walmart, but that's just a Blu-ray.
Okay.
So if you want HD, sure thing. You can go hit up Walmart for a steelbook. But if you want 4K, which is, you know, what your man does, then Best Buy has the 4K steelbook.
Nice.
So for Across the Spider-Verse. So again, if that's if you're a physical guy. If not, you could have been had Across the Spider-Verse. It's been on digital now for some weeks.
Yeah, because I know I'm a guy. Voodoo, he's had it for a while.
Yeah, I'm a guy who likes to, you know, put it in the drive. And plus you get the full fat. You get the full audio. You get the full video. Mm-hmm. Everything is a little thicker, richer if you use physical media. Just going to be real with you.
So, yeah, no, that's definitely true.
Yeah. But that's it, man. That's all been grooving it. What about yourself, man?
We've been watching, Jessica and I really like to watch What We Do in the Shadows.
God, it's so good. Show. Ness watches it too.
Yeah. That show is brilliant. Yeah. And they just somehow they keep reinventing themselves like every season.
Yeah.
So we've just been really, really into that. And then finished watching the one of, was it called Platonic with Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne?
Yeah, I need to watch that. Apple TV. Yeah, I need to watch that.
I really, really liked it. That was a lot of fun. And it seems like it might just be a one season type of thing, but to go through their arc and the friendship was like so good. But other than that, just been really struggling to find a show. Like they're either like real, like we were watching the Tom Holland one that was on,
Apple as well. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just a lot. Where it's almost like the amount of abuse that he's gone through is almost like, you know what, you're doing a lot here. Like, okay, come on. Like, this is too much. And so then it kind of is just like, and when you're trying to, like, we watch TV to, like, yeah, we'll watch something stimulating, but we do it to more just, like, chill out at the end of the evening. So, like, kind of the last thing I really want to be focusing on is, like, abuse and, like, molestation. So I'm just
for
like,
that's, sure,
you know, that's not good for like sleeping material. And then it's that or like shit is just way too corny that it's like, you know what? I don't know. Like, it's being dumb for dumb's sake.
Did y'all watch Shrinking?
Yes. That was so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Really love that. There's a show. I was at the barbershop the other day and buddy in the barbershop was like, yo, you got to watch, Swagger on Apple TV. O'Shea Jackson Jr. Forgive me, Ice Cube Jr. Okay. is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've yet to watch it, but it was recommended by my barbershop dudes. And then Anthony said his lady's been watching it, so I assume it's a pretty good show. Mm-hmm. So I might want to peek at that just to see what's going on with that one.
Yeah,
give it. After Party's pretty good. I enjoy After Party. That's also an Apple TV joint.
I feel like After Party. I've been working through that one too.
Yeah.
Some episodes are real hit and real miss.
Yeah.
Like where it's just like, oh, I'm super into this. And then because I had watched a few episodes and then kind of was catching up. And like, that was a few days ago. I was watching the one. I don't remember the actor's name. I just always call him John Ralphio from fucking Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. Yeah, yeah.
But that episode where he just like sang through the whole thing, it was too much. It was just like, you guys need to relax on this because it deterred from the story. Like I get the singing, get that's what he wanted, but it was just like, okay, maybe sing for like 30 seconds, but not whole songs.
I would ask that you finish out that first season. Not saying you got to jump on the second one.
Yeah, no.
Just finish out that first season.
Still working through it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one of those that is like hit and miss. That's what I'm saying. Some episodes I'm like, fuck, I'm ready to go right into the next one. And then there's ones that are just like, I don't know, that one like bored me so much. I'm like, I'm not into it. But it's got good twists, you know? Yeah. Yeah. But so kind of just like, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, on the music end for me, kind of switching it up again, I got my vinyl copy of Scaring the Hose, and which also I got Scaring the Hose on USB as well. You can see it here.
That's so dope.
No, you ain't ready.
The magazine's the drive.
The magazine's the USB. Oh, my God. And it just slides in. I was like, this bitch is the sickest. So I've enjoyed the records that I've purchased. Like, yeah. I really like all the albums that I've, all the vinyl I've gotten, I've picked it up for a reason.
Yeah.
Let me fucking tell you, this was like, honestly, the first time where I felt like the vinyl was far, far superior than what's on streaming, like what's available.
Okay.
I think it goes to show like, JPEG Mafia's like ability to like pull samples and of different genres, be it fucking media to like commercials to whatever, it ends up going flat because it's all layered on itself. And when it's digitized, you don't get that.
Yeah.
Listening to it on vinyl, like I'm telling you, T, buy this album.
Fair enough.
Because just from an audio perspective, the sound just hits. It really is that like, oh, this is layer. It's like, it's layers of sound. It's different tones. It's like you really get the peaks and valleys that you don't get from just streaming it. You know, it's like you get a singular bass. You get a, you know, that's how the sound kind of hits. Mm-hmm. This, I'm like, I fucking listen to that album a lot on vinyl more than I did on the stream because it just sounds, and the vocals hit differently too.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, Dave.
I had a similar experience with, oddly enough, East 99 Eternal, Bone Thugs.
Okay.
It was last month's Vinyl Me Please, or this month's technically, Essential Record. Not even their hip-hop records, their Essential Record. So it's like the big one. So they really take care of it and do real work on the pressing. And I'm, for the first time ever, I'm like, one, there's some distinct left and right separation they got going on, some trickery they're playing with left and right. But also, I'm like, yo, I really hear the drummer over here getting some.
Yeah.
And then these vocals is doing some stuff that I'm like, I've never heard do, even on CD or back in the day or whatever. Now, truly, I'm going to lie to you, I probably have way nicer equipment at this point in my life.
Yeah.
But also, it's a really well-done pressing. And really well-done pressing, like you said, man, can bring something that you might have missed on digital.
Because this feels, and it's kind of like what you just mentioned a bit ago, was like, I feel like I'm in the room.
Yeah.
Like the music is happening. I'm not saying in a surround sound sense, but just like, oh, that's the guy chanting on my right. And that's the drummer on my left. And it's like, I'm in the live mix. Like, it's so fucking good. So that one's been a big one. And then, I've been super happy with it. And then, on that, I got lucky that I got my, Call Me If You Get Lost, the estate sale vinyl. The whole packaging is fucking beautiful. The blue vinyl that it's on is amazing. That is some Caribbean water right there, man.
I'm like, literally going to send you a picture right now. I want you to take a look. Mine arrived today, and I take photos of my records for. I got a little side of Instagram for it just for my vinyl.
Yeah.
And look what I did with this one when it pops up on your phone here, and I think you'll appreciate the color even more. So I just put it on top of the ring light and let the light shine through it. And it's like, it's even prettier, man. That Geneva blue is, I believe, what they call it.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
It's amazing. It's albums like this, too, that make me want to even pick up the illuminated platter.
Yeah. Bro, I swear, I'll be thinking the same thing. Like, I should get that glow, and I'm saying, it just replaced my platter with the glow.
Yeah, just really, because I'm like, fuck, man. Like, so that shit is really nice. And then, okay, so I was in Target recently, and, just walking through the aisle, and they had a copy of Purple Rain.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I do need this. And then it's on purple vinyl. And so I was like, oh, I'm getting this.
Yeah.
And then I had a full, like, nostalgic, like, gut punch, eyes welled up, because I was not prepared. So, like, I have a huge vinyl collection in Mexico. Like, yeah. It was all the collection that we had at the house. And it was like the one rare thing that my parents would always buy me was, like, if I wanted a record, they'd give me a record.
Yeah.
But if I was like, oh, I need new shoes, they'd be like, they don't have holes yet. So I was like, okay, fine. That's other baggage. We could unpack another day. But so it's like, I have these albums. Like, I have original pressing of Purple Rain, When Doves Cry, 12 inch, you know, like, I got it. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to open it up and it's just going to be a purple record and the fucking white sleeve. No big deal. No. Immediately, what slides out when I turn it upside down is a full poster. That's the backdrop of When Doves Cry, the face.
Yeah.
And then the band, which is the poster that's in the original pressing. So it's like they packaged it just like they were. There's something else in there too. And that had me fucked up because I was not prepared to immediately, like, get sucked back into being, fuck, what was I, like, 9?
Yeah,
when definitely. When I opened that album, you know, and it was like that moment, like, I really, like, that's what I'm saying. It, like, it hit me in a way that I wasn't prepared, because it was like, it was opening something new, having the memory of doing it when I was young, and then a bit of like, where am I in the timeline, you know? And so it was just like, it fucked me up, because I was like, oh my God, like, how much I love that album and listen to it. And then to have, and like I said, it's just stupid. It's a fucking poster. But it was just the moment of, like, I remember opening the poster. I remember, like, doing all that. And I was just like, fuck. So for just some, like, stupid ass random, like, I was walking through Target fine and being like, purple, I'll get it, to being like, my God, like I said, like, my eyes, like, welled up, because it was just too much emotion. It was just too much of a wave of nostalgia, like, all at once, that I was like, oh, fucking God, like, I'm not ready for this. But damn, I'm so happy I picked it up. That was like, it was, I would have bought it at twice the price, and that bitch was on sale, and I got it for like $20.
Nice.
So
every time, like, I'll grab it and I'll look at it, and it's like $40 when I see it. So you came up on a deal. I'm saying, I'm always like, man, not yet.
You know what it is? It's the cartwheel. I did it, scan. It was like 10% off or some shit, and I was like, okay, why not?
That's what's up.
What'd you pick up?
Love it. My Comfy Your Lost, the Estate Edition, arrived today. So very excited about that. I have been listening to all of my Alchemist Craft singles. Alchemist drops these 7-inch singles. They're called Craft singles. If you look at them, they have the way the logo looks, it's like the Craft logo, but it's spelled with a C. And they're these high quality pressings, of course, but I feel like they're high quality tracks. I feel like the Alchemist really puts on for these particular releases.
Yeah.
And there's like 15, 20 of them that are out there. I only have like 3 or 4, maybe 5. But each one of them is so amazing. It's like one of, like, the best songs anybody does. So the Earl Sweatshirt one is Wind in My Sails. And I'll tell you right now, it's not on streaming. It was on streaming for a little bit, but it's not anymore. Mm-hmm. So, but it is on YouTube. And it sounds pretty good on YouTube. So check out Wind in My Sails. But the most recent one was a song by Vince Staples called Lonnie P. And it's so good. And it's so dope, man. It's like, I'm like, yo, I truly love it.
Quick, that album went fast.
You can get it on eBay right now for a reasonable price. It is not much more than Alchemist sold it for himself. People aren't currently out there, you know, trying to strip you for all your gold.
Yeah.
So if you want that, I would tell you that right now, when you hear this, go hit these eBay streets. Go look up Lonnie P. Vince Staples, and you'll pay a little more, but it's more at that point. It's just a convenience fee. You paid somebody else to get that record for you. So yeah. I support that fully. But like I said, I was spinning that one, the one by Coogee Rap, which is called Diesel, the one by Boldy James, which his name is, that title is just not coming to me. I just had a good time spinning all of them. Was like, look at these, man. I can't believe I got all these.
Yeah.
And so that's been dope. I have told y'all multiple times about Victoria Monet and how I fell in love with her by a 51-second interlude on her first joint, Jaguar. Well, I don't know where the other day I'm in the car and I pull up a Spotify and it's like Victoria Monet, Jaguar 2, available right now. Came out Friday, this past Friday.
You're like, oh, word?
It's so good. It's so good. There's only one song on there I probably would pluck out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it's more sweet than the rest of it. Everything else is kind of got a little to it. You know what I'm saying? And that one's a little more lovey-dovey sweet. And I'm like, it doesn't fit like with the rest of them. It's a good song. Just doesn't fit like everything else does. Best song on there I would tell you to listen to is called Cadillac, oddly enough. Ooh. A Pimp's Anthem in parentheses. It is so, so good. Right. And I just looked to see if she had a vinyl for it. She does not. She currently only has the CD selling. And I'm like, you press up something and I'm on it. So I went ahead and just followed her on Instagram just in case you're saying she just takes some shit. And I'm like, I'm going to want that shit. So that is what's up with that.
Nice.
That's all I've been listening to thus far.
To bring up Alchemist and Earl, I am quite been out of shape that they put out their album as an NFT. I was like, come on, man. Like, that is so un-Earl and Alchemist. Where I was like, okay, say it's vinyl only. I'd be like, sure. Say it's cassette only. Yeah, why not? I get it.
Yeah.
NFT? Seriously?
Yeah.
Man, you guys are wilding. No. Like, I thought we were off this NFT shit. I thought we already agreed it was, like, dumb. Like, I was like, man. Because just seeing the work that they've done that's been out there, I'm like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Alchemist and Earl should just be permanent.
Yep.
And I'd be like, uh-huh, yeah.
Forever. Make that like Hit-Boy and Nas just all the time at this point. Mm-hmm. Just do that, come together, and have a great time.
Because they both function as a jazz mind. Even if it's the hardest of beats, the hardest of lyrics, it flows differently.
Yeah.
It's very timeless. And so I'm just like, I can't wait to listen to this. And then when it was like, it's as NFT, I was like, I hate you guys so much. Because I was all set. I was like, Friday, well, fucking, I love Fridays. I get in the car, I play the new music that came out that day, uninterrupted on the freeway. Man, I'm going to soak this shit up. And then I was like, I don't see it in Apple Music. Where the fuck is this?
Yep. There's just the single I saw on Spotify. And I was like, oh, maybe it's just a single. And like a friend of mine was like, oh, listen, I do Earl Spencer. And I'm on Instagram. And I was like, where you get it from? He's like, oh, you got to buy it. I'm like, in 2023? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, weird. Super weird.
I bet you right now, if I just went on YouTube, it's somebody.
Yeah, no, there. it's on YouTube for sure. Like people have said, but it ain't the same, man. It ain't the same.
It is not. But, you know, sometimes I just, you know, you deal with it because that's what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think this will put a pin in this evening.
Before we run off,
yes,
you the listener, it is September. It's my born month. I'm September 7th is my 48th birthday. Whew. And that is what's popping up in here, Virgo Life for show. So you know what I'm saying? Your boy a favor.
Cut that off on you. Damn, my bad.
do your boy a favor. Go listen to my show. But also, just get out there and celebrate on my birthday.
Yeah.
Go get you a piece of cake from somewhere. And then you just say happy birthday to me and enjoy. Do that.
I'm not a fan of cake.
The fuck out of here.
Is pie acceptable?
Pie is acceptable depending on the pie. What's the situation? What are you talking about?
Well, depending on the season or depending on the year, it goes banana cream or key lime.
Key lime is always acceptable.
Okay.
You know, I don't fuck with bananas.
Oh, that's right. Okay. But what if it's ice cream cake?
Then it's not cake. And it's disrespectful to me as a whole.
You know, I'm glad you did go into this part, though, too, because I know I completely forgot sections last time as well. Like, we just kept going in. And then I was like, Oh, I didn't say this, and I didn't say that, and I just fucking just like dropped.
Just
it.
Go down the list, man. It's all you got to do. Just go down the list.
Exactly. So I was like, oh fuck, yeah, that's right. Because looking at like the what's up with you from last time, yeah, Gavin turned 15 4th of July. I've been back in work since July as well. Oh yeah, my Chevelle's in the shop. Haven't had it for about like 5 weeks now. Getting an engine rebuild, transmission rebuild. It was that time. I was leaking fluid all over the place.
Yeah.
But the guys called me last week. It's a very mom and pop type of shop. Like there's old Mike who says he should have retired a long time ago, but he loves running the shop.
Yeah.
And then there's his son, young Mike, who's probably my age.
Yeah.
And then their grandson, who's not named Mark, Mike, used to work there, but they had to fire him because he didn't do a good job. And so I was like, you know what? If you're willing to fire your fucking grandson,
that's real.
Yeah.
Bro, respect it. Exactly. It has to be.
He was like, nah, he didn't know what he was doing. So we had to fire his. So I was like,
damn, how are you fucking up so bad? Nepotism can't even hold you down.
Right. I was like, damn. But, the first time I went there, they had like no cars, and it was like a recommendation. I was like, oh, we'll see what's what. But then when I actually went to drop off my car, there were so many fucking classics and muscle cars there that I was like, yeah, this is the spot. And the old man, old Mike, is like hyped off my car. He was like, I used to drive a Chevelle like this. I know how it should sound. I know it should handle. Once the engine came back and the transmission came back, there's just like one part that's missing, and it's the shroud over the radiator. So it's like it's not getting the right air.
Yeah.
But he was like, you got to come up. If you can come today, this will be great. He's like, because I have your car dialed in. And I was like, really? And he's like, I'm telling you, you've never driven this car the way it drives right now. And so then I made my way up and was able to drive it around the neighborhood up there. Oh, and he wasn't lying. It's like, I mean, it sounds like the muscle car as it should be.
Yeah.
It is fucking smooth. It doesn't have the gas smell. It's like when I'm like punching it, it punches. It doesn't like dip. Like how I was like, yeah, no, I've never driven it like this ever. Yeah. So I was like, fuck, I can't wait to get this car back. So very soon, it'll be back in my hands. Hopefully by the end of the week. But so this will be my, I was really hoping to go to Detroit and see the Raiders. Yeah, it ain't happening. This was too expensive. But going to this place too just did save me a lot of money in comparison to what I was being quoted. So I'm like, okay, good. So on that, now we'll finally put the show to sleep. Show my man T some love when it's his B-day. Check in on Delvin, make sure he's good. And then I think that's good for the evening, man. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.
What'd you say, Grandma? Mama.
What? Grandma's not here.